This is a phase one connotation hearing for Donald Graff, ADC number is 265824. Mr. Graff. Is asking for time served. He is serving a 5-year sentence for a dangerous drug violation, a 3.75-year sentence for unlawful imprisonment, domestic violence, a 8-year sentence for aggravated assault, as well as a 8-year sentence for dangerous drug violation. It should be noted that all of these sentences are running concurrent to each other. If he was given on the 8-year sentence, he has a CSD date of 9/8/2023, and he also has an earned release credit date of 9/29/23. If he received time served, then he would then be eligible to be released if given time served for all of his counts that he's actually there for. He actually states that one of his reasons, his main reason for being released, is that he's in imminent danger of death. And according to the report that we have from Dr. Graff, states that he does have some medical issue. However, he sees an oncology on a regular basis. He has had been there for 2 years, and he stated that the inmate states that he feels good and has reported that he has a good appetite and eating well with no issue with bowel or bladder. And this is a report that we received that's signed by Dr. Robinson, dated September 17th of 2018. According to the inmate, he states the reason that he signed the plea agreement was because he had terminal liver cancer, and that the plea agreement was for 4.5 years, and that he figured he could do 4.5 years and not 8 before he passed away from his cancer. He was given an 8-year sentence that he actually had, that all those sentences are running concurrent to each other. He feels that the sentence was excessive because of the fact that he has terminal liver cancer and is in imminent danger of death. However, as I said before, Dr. Robinson has stated that that's not the current situation that he has. He does have a extensive criminal history, is a violent criminal history that he actually has. This is incidents that involved him and an alleged girlfriend that he was with at the time, and the crime that he has on the possession of use of dangerous drug carried a sentence of 4.5 years, so it was a minimum sentence, and it carried a presumptive of 4.5 year sentence and a minimum of a 3-year sentence and a maximum sentence of 6 years, along with the other charges that he actually had that were running concurrent to each other as a result of his plea agreement. Looking at the entire file, that he's not, according to Dr. Robinson, in imminent danger of death, which is his main reason for asking for a commutation hearing to be given time served, and since he is not a good candidate, not a candidate for imminent danger of death, and because his sentences were all running concurrent to each other, he could have gotten an extensive, longer length of time if any of those sentences were to run consecutively. Therefore, I don't feel that the sentence was excessive that he actually received for the crimes that he actually committed. Therefore, I do not feel that he could be a good candidate to be passed on to a phase two hearing. That's my feelings at the time. However, I'm willing to listen to the rest of the colleagues. Ms. Rittenhouse.
I agree with you, Mr. Johnson. Actually, on one of the aggravated assault, he received less than the presumptive, and on the other sentences, he received presumptive.
Yes.
So I think he was treated fairly.
Therefore, I'm going to make a motion to not pass Mr. Graff on to a phase two hearing. That would be my motion.
I'll second.
Agree.
Motion by myself, second by Ms. Rittenhouse. Agree, Mr. Quinones and Dr. Wright. That will conclude the hearing at this time.